Blog Talk Radio.
Check, one, two.
Welcome to Flavors. Sit down. Have a cup of flavor.
Good morning and welcome to Flavor Coffee House Online Radio Style. I am so excited to be here today. You know, I'll be honest with you, originally it was just like, man, can I just cancel this show? And the reason being is we had a death in our family yesterday morning. So I have been putting out to everybody, make sure that you embrace and love the people in your life. Let them know you love them. Let them know that you matter. My grandbaby Kimora's grandpa went to work Friday night and did not ever come home again. He passed away yesterday morning after he got off work, we believe from possibly a heart attack. So embrace and love the people that you have in your life today and let them know it, okay? So I am feeling pumped. I'm feeling very excited. I have to tell you that I am so proud to represent the Pacific Northwest. A little birdie told me that Miss Felicia Loud from Black Stacks is going to stop by the house today. Our very own Miss Chocolate, she posted a new video for her Grown Folks song, you know, so I've been sharing that with people. And I have to tell you, you know, the artists right here in my hometown make it worthwhile for me to be Lady Flava. I'm scrolling down my list, and I want to get into one of the songs that is by Miss Felicia Loud, and LA announced that this was going to be our theme song for 2010, and I have to tell you, this song just says it all. So with that said, this is I Love My Life by Felicia Loud.
Hello?
I love my life. I barely knew my father.
Love My Life by Black Stax featuring Miss Felicia Lau. We do have a caller on the line, so let me click and take this call. Caller from the prefix 819. You're on the air with Lady Flava.
Hey, what's happening, Lady Flava? This is Felicia.
Girl.
Hello?
I am so excited about you being here. Can you hear me, Felicia?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Yeah, I've been trying to get on for the last couple of minutes.
I saw you clicking. Could you hear me playing your song?
Yeah, it's funny to hear. Yeah, I'm glad to be here. This is exciting for me. This is new.
You haven't done like an online radio show before?
Not by myself. We have done one previously.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
so
well, maybe one of these days we can get you and Black and Jace to come on all together. But I'm so excited. I have to tell you, Felicia, that you've got some big fans here on the Flava News radio shows, because right now we've got Verbal Skills. He's out in South Carolina. He's in the chat room, and he probably will be calling in. He so loves your sound. And then
all right.
Dwayne
Thank
Alden
you.
And Soul City Radio out there in Washington, D.C. has been playing you guys and stuff like that. So I'm so proud. I'm so proud to be able to share you guys with all these people around the globe. You just don't know. People are digging Black Stax and Felicia Loud.
Well, thanks for putting us out here like this. You know, I mean, we're excited. You know, we're looking forward to doing what we do as far as our concert coming up, you know, May 27th, this Thursday at the Nectar. So we're just patiently, you know, getting things together so we can give our hometown, you know, exactly what they've been giving us as far as, you know, supporting this sound that we're creating, so, or recreating, you know. So we're excited. We're excited.
I've been hearing you guys have been having some good showcases. Unfortunately, I'm always at work or something, but I'm going to be there
mm-hmm.
on Thursday, the 27th.
Well, all right.
I already told my family I'm going to be there. I'm going to bring my family with me and stuff. And yeah, we'll be Lady Flava, Flava News, and you know my family will be in the house that night, Thursday night. I cannot wait. So now this is an album release party, right?
Exactly.
Okay, so tell us the name of the album and how, you know, where people are going to be able to find it at and all of this and that.
Well, the name of the album is Talking Buildings, and we're looking for it to come out everywhere, Tower Records, and then, you know, distributed digitally. We're still looking at our options for digitally distributing the album itself. And also around May 15th, we're thinking it may come out sooner, but I think June 15th is a safer estimate where you can get the album.
Okay. Okay, and when it is available, Felicia, will it be available on the Black Stax website too, at least for digital
yeah.
download? Or okay.
Yeah.
So for everybody, you know, stay tuned. Go over to www.blackstax, that's STAX, music.com, mm-hmm. and you can find out everything that's going on with Black Stax, showcases that performing, their album, their bios, all of that. You can find out anything you want to know. There. And then they're on Facebook and all of that too. So
mm-hmm.
so why don't you give us a little history, Felicia, about the name of this Talking Building?
Well, let me see, the history of Talking Buildings. This is one of those things, you know, with a collaboration, everybody comes up with ideas. And Talking Buildings, after, you know, getting it inside the mind of really what does that mean, you know, my mother used to say when the house would creak or I would hear noises in the house, she said the house is settling in. And so you have these, and then people
okay.
talk about, you know, if the walls could talk, and looking through the windows are the eyes to the soul and all those other things. And each of us as a member of Black Stax is our own building, and we have our own outside structure and our own inside, you know, creativity, and but all of us stand together, you know, and so, and we have our own way of saying what we want to say about the same thing, because you would get a different definition from Jace, you would get a different definition from Black about what talking buildings means for them, but we all are these our own force to be reckoned with, so it came about with just really looking at each word and defining it for ourselves.
You know, and I can appreciate what you're saying, because I, you know, even though I have not met you in person or Black in person, you know, just even listening to the music and, you know, I've spent, you know, time talking to Jace in person and over the phone and stuff, you know, I can definitely tell that the three of you have your own individual personalities, but that you come together as a united front. You know, as far as Black Stacks goes. And I do appreciate the fact that when it comes to art, Felicia, that you know, everybody sees it differently. You know, you can look at a picture and, you know, the three of us could sit there and look and all three of us walk away with something different. So it's just like, you know, when we play I Love My Life on our shows all the time, you know, the different people that listen to it, depending on what their mood is at that time, you know, they walk away with a different feeling from it. So I can definitely appreciate the fact that the three of you as individuals would interpret just that title of the album in different ways, you know. So with that said, I'm going to jump into one of you guys' tracks. I'm going to play They Want Me.
Okay.
And this is They Want Me by Black Stacks.
Revolution like change. We'll flick for 8 million in life, that's really still a crooked angel. Come slanted like an angle. Too many points to be boxed. Detox from vocab like Psalms. See the future like reading palms. So make bets. The math don't get subtracted. Strategies and fallacies, the actions make it fast. With small packs like new crops, chopped and screwed. See what you wanna do. Mind states like class wax. Fact poems like new art on the arm. Exchange stacks to large stacks. The alarm will like death in a song. Here, baby, be hazy, but the scrimmage can handle. Channel has the remote. He snows like the skin of Black folks. So stay honest, like one of the Muhammad.
Armory on his tongue, lit like rifle to the deep time. What's the
stanza, let loose like a panther. Got clean and carved meat, and true to the heat. Sounds of traffic, yes, walking down the street. Hip hop, headphone beats, and print material. It's the imperial, South End dweller, tied to the link, fresh ink. It's the soul of Coltrane, express strain and pain. Game that you must complain. Shit, it's like classic material. One line that sends out the rhyme, enough green to stay lean. I mean, signature like stacks, where we at?
That I have, and I have to tell you, Felicia, that, you know, I'm kind of newer to, like, you know, appreciating hip-hop, yet I would call your sound a very soulful sound, and so I think the combination and balance that you and Black and Jace have created is just absolutely amazing, but, you know, L.A. introduced me to your guys' sound, and he is the one who pretty much is brought hip hop into my life. Turning 50 years old, girl, and I'm becoming a hip hop.
All right. Turning 50. You're on the radio, just like, yeah, just like that. I love it. I love it.
Hey,
and still growing. And that's appreciation. Huh?
Oh.
What'd you say?
So, yeah, I'm learning and I'm growing. And the,
right.
The sound that I really dig about, Jace and Black is that I do what, you know, as I learn and evolve in this hip hop art, there is a very distinct difference. There's so many varieties of hip hop, obviously. But for me with Jace and Black, it's very, what I would call very conscious, that there is a message. There is a story behind the words, and that if you just really listen, you'll walk away with something. And so, that's what when I hear the term conscious hip hop, I definitely, takes me back to Black Stack, to Silent Slam Project and all of that. So now what would you call your sound, Felicia? Because I call it, L.A. calls it sophisticated. You know, I definitely call it a very soulful sound. But what do you call your sound yourself?
I wanted to go backwards for a second with Black and Jace. I wanted to say something just in terms of, like, conscious. I think that consciously, I think that a lot of, because I'm growing too, as well in hip-hop, and I think that consciously, whatever anybody puts out, I think they're putting it out consciously the way that they want it to be heard, you know, whether it's the truth, whether it's metaphorics, and, you know, all those other artistical, you know, kind of words that you could use for it. But the thing that I really appreciate about these brothers is the fact that consciously they are who they are off and on stage. And, you know, I can appreciate being around them when I'm off stage. And that's what really got me wanting to work with them even more, because it was the conversation that we had just in terms of we want to make this happen. We want to make this work. And so, because there's a lot of times, you know, you get with people that consciously put out, you know, stuff that it caters to a different kind of consciousness. You know what I'm saying? In terms of whether that be just style and what I look like and what I got and things like that, you know. But I like these
right.
brothers, you know. My new, what would I call me? I would say soul music, because I try to bring some aspects of, you know, personalization to the lyrics and my experiences. And that's from me, you know what I'm saying, and whether or not somebody, and I know that I'm not the only person that has went through anything that I talk about in any song.
Right.
So, I call it soul music for a lack of looking in the dictionary and finding other wonderful words, but yeah, soul music.
Right. Definitely. You know, I had found you a while back on Reverb Nation, but it was Felicia Loud and some other gentlemen, you know, and
the
even
soul.
Back then I was just really, really, okay, and you know, I was thinking your sound then, you know,
oh, okay.
I heard
all
you
right.
then, and so, you know, it you know, when L.A., you know, introduced Black Stacks to me, you know, the end of last year, then it was like, okay. I knew it was Felicia Loud, you know, so I'm like, okay, is this like the same one and this and that? But, you know, again, Felicia, I have to tell you that there are people across, you know, the United States that is really, really digging your sound, you know, individually as a female vocalist, but the sound of, you know, Black Stacks and Silent Slam. And so with that said,
uh-huh.
we've got a caller, so let me click on and see who this is that's calling in. Okay, caller from the 370 prefix. You're on the air with Miss Felicia Loud and Lady Flava.
Uh-oh. Hello?
Hello.
What? Oh, you
yeah.
talking about? Oh, I didn't know. You said 360. I didn't know I was on.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I meant to say 370.
Oh, 370. Oh, I'm thinking area codes. Okay. Oh, no. Yeah, okay, I got you.
Right, so was I.
What's up with y'all?
What's up? You
nothing.
Man, I'm doing good. Happy to finally, you know, that's the first time I'm hearing any of like, the fresh, brand spanking new Black Stacks. You guys been really keeping it under wraps, which is beautiful. That way when the people, you know, really slaps them. But yeah, you guys are doing your day. I was fortunate enough to see the cover art too prior to everybody else seeing it, and it just blew me away.
Yeah, that's done by his brother, a local artist here in Seattle. His name's Asher. You can find him in the Pike Place Market. Cat's cool.
So I tell people all the time, this is MCing and networking at its best, as far as
right.
You know, setting that example as like there is so much talent in your own backyard that's so untapped.
Mm-hmm.
And Seattle has the best of it. So it's beautiful to know that it's an in-house project, but it's open to the world, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's that added exposure of those who are currently following Black Stacks are now about to grow and ride with y'all wherever y'all go. Some people is about to get hip to what Black Stacks is on top of the added juice that knowing that everything is organic and locally produced and performed, from the music to the vocals being laid to the artwork itself, which is beautiful.
Yeah, that's true.
So, Black Stacks
on
the
rise. Well, this is what brings me back, Felicia. Yeah, there you go. This is what, you know, makes Lady Flava, you know, Lady Flava. I, you know, just to be able to connect with somebody like Yidam Sek and Felicia Loud, Black Stacks, you know, LaRue, whatever, artists from right here in my hometown, you know,
mm-hmm.
and to be able to take you guys outside of the Pacific Northwest to across the globe and to be able to share your sound with other people, that's just what makes me proud. That's what makes this work for me. You know, as
uh-huh.
I you know, was telling Yidam this morning, you know, yesterday, my granddaughter's grandfather passed away, you know, he went to work the night before and never made it home yesterday morning. And it's like, you know, oh, my God, can I just pull all the energy that in me to do this show? And I'm like, Felicia Lau's going to be there. I've got to be there. And so I'm glad. And it's a blessing. It's a blessing to be able to just say, you know, these are the people from my hometown, and I get to represent them. Now, Felicia, I don't know if you're aware, but I've been asked to join the Soul City radio team in Baltimore. I'm going to do that starting in June. And the only agreement that – thank you. And the only reason I agreed to do a show on Soul City Radio was if I could only play Pacific Northwest artists. So,
ooh, wow.
I'm going to be on it.
You came like that.
You must have got a lot of faith in you.
Yeah, right? You said, okay, this is my,
Yeah, that's the stipulations. If you want me to come over there, this is what I need. And so I'm not going to give up my Flavor News shows. I'm going to still do those. Soul City Radio is a 24/7 show. And so I agreed to do it. And, you know, and I was throwing it out to everybody. Help me come up with a name. Help me come up with a name for my show. And I have to tell you, Soul Hop won out. They won out with the name. The name is going to be called Be More Pacific. So,
Be More Pacific?
That's hot.
Uh-huh.
Be more Pacific. Hey, that's a filthy play on words, though. That's kind of dope.
Yeah.
So with that said, you guys, I'm going to jump in. The phone lines are lighting up. I have to tell you, Felicia, the phone lines are lighting up. But before I take any more callers, I'm going to jump into another track. This track is off the Full Circle album by Sideways Production, R.C. Croons, and this is featuring Black Stack with their track called This Right Here.
Right here. Sun feels hotter than I've ever felt, and the moon looks closer than I've ever seen.
was this right here by Black Stack. Ooh, that must be Kine in the background.
Singing.
Kina wants on the back back up on the stage. That was this right here by Black Stax, featured on the Sideways Production compilation CD out of the Pacific Northwest, which is called Full Circle. You can find it at another record store here in Seattle, Washington. I think Silver Platters and CD Baby and all kinds of places. It's advertised on my website at www.flavanews.com, so go check it out, and you can find out more information about that particular CD. So with that said, Felicia, we've got another caller on the line, so I'm going to bring them in, and I believe it's my partner in crime. Is this L.A.?
Hey, what's popping? What's jigging?
Hello, what's happening?
Hey, man, what's that? It's a beautiful day right now. I can't wait. I'm telling you right now, I can't wait till the 27th. My popcorn is ready. I'm ready to tear the roof off the nest. They might need some building inspectors or Vanetta that night because the energy is going to be crazy.
That stove's about to be bananas, man.
It's going to be off the heat rack.
This might be no joke.
Can I say this before we get started a little bit? Because I got to put this in. We got, you know, two tickets, I guess, for the next two callers that come in. We got two free tickets for the show. If we're still on, you know, I can get the names and, you know, so we can put them on a list.
Hey, I'm about to hang up and call back. Hey, I'll be, look for me, 370.
Are you?
I'm well. I just wanted to, you know, send my condolences out to your family for your loss and whatnot.
Right.
Sorry to hear that. But like I say, the time is now. You know what I'm saying? We through playing, man. We what I came to you in November, right? And I told you what was manifesting, and now is time. The time is to pull the cover off the car. Let's go. It's time to roll. It's time to roll right now. I'm through.
I love that.
We're not playing no more. Too many people playing with it. We're not playing with it no more. It's time. You know, 27th. Then we coming back on the 5th. So I'm telling you, it's really about we going in right now. And you know what I'm saying? And, you know, we sick, like my man Mystica say, we sick and tired of being sick and tired. So that's enough for me. I was my soapbox for a minute. I'm sorry.
Sorry. And it was nice.
I need to apologize.
You got me coming to this show on a 27th.
It's going to be live, man. I highly encourage, especially for cats who are tuned in right here in our own backyard, man. I highly encourage y'all to, you know, keep your ears to the streets because there's some good things happening outside, you know, inside of the camp that we are now, you know, working at the affiliates. People already know who that is. But, yeah, man, I just highly encourage people in the 206 region, man, get down to that show on the 27th. It's going to be bananas. DJ Gumbo on the wheels with Steely. If y'all don't know who this man is, he's a beast. Couple that with the Black Stacks, you know it's going to be a show.
Ooh,
this is something that people are going to be talking about well after the show is done. So get down to that nectar.
Hey, you know me. I'm from the
Make
dirty,
it happen.
So I love me some Gumbo, so Gumbo definitely go cut it up.
Oh, Gumbo's going to cut it up, man. I did a show with that man last Thursday. He's a beast, and this was on the fly.
Right.
We didn't discuss nothing. He came through on a crunch time situation, and he just fell right in the pocket. It went off flawlessly.
Good. Yeah, he's like that. With the additional, you know, people we got, we keep things a little bit under surprise, you know, got a couple things that pull out of, you know, our bag of tricks, our black candy bag, you know.
Uh-oh. Ms. Lyle, so I just want to know, like, you know, after the 27th, where is it going next? After the 27th, what can the fans expect after the 27th?
Well, after the 27th, we are getting on a plane on the 28th, and we're going to California. We're hitting Sacramento and Berkeley, San Jose, Los Angeles, San Diego, you know. And then we'll be back in Seattle on the 5th, and then leaving on the 7th in Portland and Olympia and Bellingham. So we're trying to make moves to get we're trying to make the same kind of moves that Lady Flava is making. You know, we're trying to get ourselves in the spots where you all have put us. You know, we're trying to get to D.C.
Yeah.
and trying to get, you know, across the sea
mm-hmm.
and trying to, you know, and all that. So the next move is to continue to grow and keep pushing, you know, the sound and meet, you know, new people and things like that, you know, and get more involved in the industry, you know. I know I need to. I'm pushing my
hey, I'm saying that
to say that there's a lot of things that while I was younger that I didn't do, like some of the things, Gerald, that you're doing right now, I wasn't doing that at your age, and that's a good thing. So now I have to grow, you know, as Lady Flava was saying with hip-hop, you know, she, at her age, and she had to keep, you know, building and growing and understanding. So at my age, I got to do that. I got to get more involved in, you know, the business, and Jace has helped me along with that because he's the handsome man, the whiz man, you know, lets me know when I'm...
I think we all going through it. Just to,
yeah, you know.
I feel you on the business side of it. I think
yeah.
of artists, we get so passionate, you know, caught up in the passion of doing the craft and, you know,
yeah,
putting
you
our.
Got to.
I mean, you got yeah, you got to learn. You got to learn. You know, you got to learn the back end of this joint because, really,
yeah.
That's where the real juice is at. Like, these
yeah.
people that you see on the forefront, you know, really doing it. That's cool. But there's some people behind the scenes who know how to make the magic happen outside of the public eye. Them is the ones who's really striking gold.
Mm-hmm. And don't get me wrong. I would love, you know, for people who are professions at what they do, professions at, you know, PR, professions at booking, professionals at, you know, accounting, whatever that is, I would love not to have that responsibility as an artist. I would love to hand that to somebody that does well at their job and they enjoy their job because I enjoy mine. But I do need to, you know how, you know, a little bit of how those things work. And so I just want to say that.
Yep.
But
well, I'm
yeah.
looking forward to the 27th. It's going to be live. I'm real pumped and amped. The town is, you know, as artists, I've come to realize that when all this excitement is jumping behind your projects, a lot of times you don't hear it because people aren't really bringing it to you like up close and personal and telling you what the streets are saying. But the streets are talking. They know what's up.
The streets are talking.
The streets are talking. You guys may not hear it, but like it's wide open out here, man. These people, like, they want it. They know what's happening. They're following you. They're right behind you guys. So it's kind of like, man, you know, their heads are already nodding in agreement to whatever y'all do, man. So it's a wrap.
Yeah,
we will see on the
27th. Yes, yes.
I have to agree. I think that the streets are talking, you know, because I was having this conversation with Yidam the other day, and I'm not going to name no names or anything like that, but all of a sudden on Facebook I'm getting hit up in my inbox by artists who I've tried to reach out to in the past, even to get them to play on my show. All of a sudden I get a message that says, hey, buddy, can you do me a favor?
Yeah,
it's the wow. I'm turning my head sitting here in front of the laptop. I'm turning my head. I'm like, buddy? Am I your buddy now?
Yeah.
You know, and then all of a sudden when I made the announcement that I'm going to be doing a show out of Baltimore, all of a sudden folk want to start sending me tracks, but they didn't want to send me tracks when I just announced, you know, doing shows here out of the Pacific Northwest that can also reach them to around
right.
the world. Because I don't think people
get used to that play.
It's something I'm new. It's new for me, you know, and as Felicia and I were talking about, you know, I'm growing in this too. So, you know, I have to learn to recognize game, you know, because I don't have the time. I don't have the time but to deal with the real. You know, and in LA, I have to publicly thank you, because if it were not for you, I would have never been brought into, you know, learning and growing and loving hip hop. And I would have never met Black Stax and Yidam Seck and Juwan LaRue. So, LA, I have to thank you for that.
I thank you. But, you know, that's just, you know, saying practicing what you preach and being true to what you, you know, what you believe in. You know, saying I always told you it was all about facts change with us. You know, it's all about fags change. You know, it's all about bow in your mouth. But another say, the streets aren't just talking. We gotta let them know the buildings are gonna be talking too. On the
right.
We forgot about that one.
We gonna let that go too.
They know,
the buildings gonna be talking too. You heard me?
Talking buildings.
I had to throw that in there. I had to plug that in there real quick.
You did good. You did well. Perfect.
Well, I'm gonna tell you now, man. Them people, they better get a good night rest before that night cracks off.
Hey.
They better be.
You might want to use a sick day Friday. You might want to start that Memorial Day weekend off a little early. You might want to use a personal day,
right?
Something, you know?
You might just no show. You might just do a no call, no show, okay? If you bossed up like that and you don't have to call in, you might do a no call, no show or something that Friday. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
One of the three
options. You might
want to see
it. You might just have to have it.
Oh, that Friday, she's in the day off.
Yeah.
Man, okay.
Like
that, making you feel real.
I didn't took that day off. I ain't worried about that one.
I mean,
we good.
I'm just thankful, you know what I'm saying? I'm one of the few that, you know what I'm saying, that heard some of these cousins. I'll say, this woman, Miss Felicia Loud, I'm saying the first time that I personally, I'm letting you know my confessions, you know, my adventures right now. The first time I heard, you know, I Love My Life, boy, I'm serious. I had a tingle in my spine, I'm telling you. It touched.
Hey, you know, with this being said, man, like, you know, there's a lot of good music that has coming out of just the Felicia Loud and SL Camp that people ain't had an opportunity to really, you know, get a hold of or wasn't open to you guys at the time, whatever the case may be. You know, perfect opportune time via Flavor Radio, however you guys want to play it, to get some of that old stuff rotating. So these people need to know the history. Right now, though, you know, there's people out here who know about SL, know about Felicia Loud, don't know about the Stax, but may not have been on to SL individually or Felicia Loud individually. And really, I don't think they really have been able to witness the growth. To some people, this is fresh and brand new, but there's a lot of history behind what you guys are doing, both in the town and musically, message-wise, whatever, you know what I'm saying? Because I still got that first Felicia Loud album where she got her daughter singing on that joint. I know about it.
Yeah.
I got it.
She's blowing to mama's baby just getting out.
Yes. I mean, it was a beautiful project. I got a lot of SL works that SL probably don't even know I got. You know what I'm saying? But it's crazy because, you know, the catalog runs deep. You got that. You got the good of the streets is talking. You got the Soul Liquor. You got the Red Scribe pages. You got the Silas the Sentinel album. We can go on and on. Let's keep it real.
Right.
These brothers is in the Experience Music Project in our own backyard. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Just know I work there. I don't know if I told y'all the story, but I used to work there doing janitorial. And I'm walking through the little Northwest Passage, and I look to the left, and I said, that's Phil. They got you guys behind some shiny glass, too. You know what I'm saying? records from the town that people don't even have no more. It's crazy. It was next. So, you know, that says a lot to me. You guys have like set a mark in the Northwest, and you guys are on display. You guys are put up behind glass. That is a permanent fixture in this hip hop community. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And that goes back to the Mecca International and before then.
Oof.
People don't know about that, Felicia, you know what I'm saying?
I know, huh?
They don't know about it. It's crazy. It's next the type of venue that was hosted up here in the town.
Oh,
Yeah.
Hey, but on a real, play some more music. We talking too much. I just realized this turned into a family reunion up in here, bitch.
That's okay.
This is a family reunion.
I'm loving hearing you guys interact with each other, and that just, you know, I mean, that just shit says and shows some of the camaraderie that's taking place in the Pacific Northwest. I'll keep it real. I don't see it with everybody. You know, I think there's a lot of hating taking place, you know, here in my hometown in Seattle, Washington, but that's okay. As long as, you know, the people that I work with, you know, are keeping it real and keeping it moving forward, you know, that's all that matters to me. And the rest can just kick rocks as far as I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm.
But with that said, I'm just going to play this next track called Marbles.
Collect brains, play the game like marbles. Collect brains, play the game like marbles.
Daily thoughts of death, but my breath pumps life. You're my life, full of love and might. You're my life, full of stories we write. Full of minutes that bite. Full of brothers that sometimes be kind. You're my life, take turns. That's
you guys, come
burn,
on, skip a box and shoes and go to park.
You're my life, so bad. Weather off the set, behind
come
the
on,
board, build the scores. A poor scrape the encore, but veins just release the pain. My life's strange in the midst of the game. Full of stitches with dope bitches that get gold chains. You're my life, includes Barbie, no Barkley or Ben. Operate daily.
Oh, you know, you're
you're my life, your songs that don't belong to my ears.
I'm gonna take you to the park.
You're my life, the shit. You're my life, let you use your shit. Yo, can't spin, can't quit. Yo, once upon a time, yeah, I built my rhyme. But nowadays it's paid, yeah, it's all refined. Yo, I like the lines to draw, taking forces to the north. In the basement as a ball, know they're using a boss. But my life's high above, off hate and love. Off the green and all machines, yo, my life ain't seen. Yo, my life.
Gotta do. Got clips to jump off, raised up more. Soul got imports, so when I flex, you like that. You like what? Lights look like an EKG. Lights sound like Do Re Mi. Inside me, it got casualty. I fight inside after practice, lazy captain. We got mishaps. Ask Dr. Wright how the wrongs make every song better. Who's wrong? Me or the legends? Then I'm 17, I got caliber to measure. My people run hustle and I sleep, rest temporary. Either I need it or the Hebrews greedy. Walk into your party, bring the epidemic to the needy. Like leisure, I guess you thought you saw it, but you didn't. Turn the page, my life ain't gun shoots, not gun shoots. We got strike, get shine, all the gift. Shit, man is, yo, I'm straight. Splinter walking left over from the building. The rest got burned to beginning. Spit turned to venom. My life runs like with old slaves. They stay too long. Now it's up to radio. Every mic is long over. Shameless. The life I rock like a vest. Attack show discretion. Protest. The gang got your plans. My life is
my bro and I know. The nigga with a slap just get out your fuck.
Collect brains, play the game like Marvel. Collect brains, play the game like Marvel. And that's what I said. I said, hey, man, we got to do this. This is the only way. Get them to get put on all day through the work that you do for me. But until they see a visual from Inye, which is the one verse they got that. But they need something musical, though.
Uh-oh.
They need, this is what I'm saying. It's Anthem, Inye, man, look. Whatever you're doing.
Yeah.
We gotta get our four culture, whatever we gotta do, and get some grant money, whatever we gotta do to shoot this video.
Okay,
even if we hire some extra hands.
Okay, we're gonna put Yidam, we put Yidam on mute.
Oh, we won't mute.
So Yidam, if you're listening and you wanna come back on, you know, just raise your hand or
wave your hand.
Check in a few minutes anyway. We could hear you preaching to somebody, and I feel
right.
You on everything that you're saying, you know. So anyway, with that said, that was Marbles by Black Stax. So I'm just trying to give you a little bit of taste, you know, of what you can expect come this week on Thursday, May 27th at the Nectar Lounge at the Black Stax album release party for Talking Buildings. And Felicia, I want to tell you that I am so excited and so appreciative that you would take the time today to come out and hang out with me here on the Flavor Coffee House online radio style. So I'm going to put it out there. If there's anybody in the listening audience listening live to the show today or to those in the chat room, if you want to call in and say anything to Miss Felicia Loud, feel free to call in. The number is 347-857-1189. I know Verbal Skills was trying to call earlier from South Carolina. I know he loves Felicia big time. Verbal, I'm sorry that I missed your call. If you want to try to call back, call back. I will definitely click in because I know you said you had to do something. But also, if you are in the Seattle area, Felicia says that, you know, you could call in and win tickets to the showcase here on the 27th. Right. So, again, Seattle area, call in 347-857-1189 and win a pair of tickets to the showcase on the 27th with Miss Felicia Loud and Black Stax. So anyway, okay, I think we got Verbal Skills from South Carolina. Let me bring him in. All right, Verbal, you're on the air with Miss Felicia Loud.
Yes, a very good evening to you. I didn't even
All
get a
right.
chance to raise my hand. How's everybody doing? Hey, Felicia.
All right, doing all right. Thank you very much. Nice to hear that voice. Great voice.
Oh, thank you. You have won yourself. And I'm one of your biggest fans on the East Coast. I don't know if Lady Flavor ever told you, but the first time I came to her show and she played one of your tracks, I was like, wow.
Nice.
But
thank
anyway,
you.
I had to call in. I'm sitting in the car. It's raining here in South Carolina. It's pouring down. So I said, well, let me take this chance because I was trying to get back to where I was, you know, to get back in the chat room and everything. And I want to tell you and Black Stax, y'all keep up that good vibe going. Y'all have a very unique and it's a very good vibe. It's like listening to real music, if you know what I mean, compared to what's out there today.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, we're going to keep it moving.
And I'm looking forward to the news. Hello? And I'm looking forward to CD.
Mm-hmm. Good. All right. You'll enjoy what you hear. We that's one of the things that we like, too, you know, listening to it. We're like, okay, I like this. So a lot of times when an artist can say that about their own work, you know, they feel good about performing it. And it shows. So we're hoping to show people, you know, just what it was that we, you know, we were thinking and, you know, what it is that we want to relate, you know. And even if, and sometimes we talk about that understanding, you know, whether people get it and understand it, but, you know, it's like it's not, sometimes art isn't made for people to understand, it's just made. And so I feel comfortable with that, too. Whoever, you know, doesn't like it, just go and purchase it first, then see whether or not they like it. I love that part about business.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt.
No doubt. Check it out. We're loving it.
I definitely will be supporting you and Black Stax. By the way, may I ask you a question?
Me?
Yes.
Yes.
And it's relating to, you know, what y'all do and everything and about the sound. Being, you know, different, diverse members of your group, and y'all been around for a little bit now. How do y'all keep that that cohesiveness together where, you know, where egos don't get involved and y'all can, I reckon because y'all have a very good sound, but how do y'all keep that cohesiveness together?
Well, with Black and Chase from Silent Lamb, you know, they've been working together for a long time together, and so they have a complete understanding of each other. The way that they perform on stage, the way that they perform off stage, it's like this. It's continuum. You know, there's not no pauses or no holds. I mean, they can finish each other's sentence if just in speaking. You know, and so coming into that, they've already had that established about, you know, who they are, and I think it's a confidence within oneself to say, I don't have to ego trip because I know you are just as talented, if not more, than me, and I'm appreciative to be here with you. All of us appreciate each other, you know, and even in the, in being in a group, you know, having our differences and having those conversations that aren't pretty or nice or, you know, conversations you people try to avoid, we go at those conversations. And so that also makes us, it also keeps us real, because if you get too far into who other people tell you are, who they think you are, then you get away from, you know, your own emotions and your own ability to deal with other people. And we deal with each other. And so I think that that's how it's maintained, is that we just understand that all of us got issues, all of us have talent, all of us have something to say, and we have to be sharing in that. Before, when I was just performing myself, Felicia Loud and the Soul, my musicians didn't sing, they didn't perform, they didn't do anything. They didn't do anything as far as singing. They played the instruments and made the music, but they were comfortable in that. And so I was comfortable with being the lead singer, the only female up on stage and the only singer and shit. And so I could be, you know, as I wanted to be and big in this. But now I got these giants that that I'm performing with and who are as equally sharing. And we have to make sure that we don't get ahead of ourselves. And that's maintained through our speaking with each other. Yes?
Right, right. And the reason why I brought that up, y'all remind me of one of my favorite groups, and that was the group Loose Ends. And as you know, they broke up because they had those egos. You know, one guy said we should go in this direction and that direction. And I would really love, you know, I really love y'all's sound and everything, and I hope y'all do stay together. It sounds like y'all got everything down packed. And also, just to let you know, I too am a Blog Talk radio host. The name of my show is Veneration. And I would love for you to come by and sit down and have a one-on-one conversation with me. And I hope Lady Flavor didn't mind that, but she knows I support her in all that she does, because she has a unique vision where she loves to share herself and share that Pacific Northwest. I didn't know anything about none of the artists up in your region. And now I've gotten to meet you. I've gotten to meet, there's another young lady, her name is Chocolate, and she has a phenomenal voice as well. And there's a rap group, I can't remember their name, but they are so different. And the thing, what I like about them, they have substance in their lyrics. And that, you know, there's a wealth of talent up there. And I'm also a spoken word artist, and I have a lot of respect for some of the spoken word poets up in that region. So I had to take a little time from my day to day and show you much love, because I've become a fan of yours. And you know, I just want to let you know I'll be following you.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, hopefully, you know, we'll be able to catch up with each other.
No doubt, no doubt. And Lady Flavor, continue to do what you're doing. And, you know, I love you and I support you. And if you need anything, you know you can count on me. And, you know, I'm not just blowing whistling Dixie, as they say down this way.
I know. I love you too, Verbal, and I appreciate you big time. And I'm so glad that you had an opportunity to call in today and talk to Felicia. Because, you're right, girl, from day one that L.A. played your sound, Verbal was on it. It was like, you know. So I'm glad that we had the opportunity to call in and speak with you today. And, Verbal, I'll send your contact information over to Felicia and Black Stacks so that they can get a hold of you. And
No doubt. And I'm a friend. I don't know if Felicia is aware of it, because she has so many fans on her Facebook page, but I'm the one that's named Rick Harris, a.k.a. Verbal Skills, in case you want to go back and check. And, you know, just keep on with that amazing sound that y'all have. And like I said, Lady Flavor knows me. We support each other. And Lady Flavor, I just want to say, talk about the donations, darling. I haven't heard you say anything about that, how artists need to support each other. and we really do.
Okay.
And it's not, and Felicia, you can attest, people will come to you, yeah, I'm crazy about this, I'm crazy about Black Stacks. And when they have a chance to support you, you know, you don't see them among the counted. And that, you know, it hurts in a way because you get all these accolades and nobody wants to support you. So we as artists, before fans, we have to show that love, I believe, and support each other.
Yeah. And I'm trying to do my part, be more supportive as well. You know, I'm finding that it's a real, I mean, I've always tried to, but it's that that other effort being made, you know, because I love theater. I spend some money on some theater, but there is some music that I need to hear, you know, that I'm hearing, you know, new names and everything like that. I like that. You're right. I agree. Excuse me. I'm stretching, and, oh, man, these bones. Ooh, I just made it to my feet.
But see, that's the great thing. That's the great thing about being an independent artist. It really is because you don't have to listen. People just don't realize if they can go to a site like Reverb Nation, Our Stage, you can hear a plethora of talented people.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, that sounds so much better than what they're playing on the radio, and you like, you know, you almost feel like you're being BS'd by what they play on the music and what you hear in the mainstream media. And I've been enjoying it. I've been enjoying, you know, not only your sound but other people, because I don't have to be, my mind doesn't have to be relegated to that, you know, to that monotony.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
Well, I'm just gonna have to agree with you.
But I'm just saying, Felicia, I do love to talk. Lady Flavor can attest to that. And, you know, but I'm just saying, and it's very important to me as I try to better my career to spread that love that I talk about, because then that would make me a hypocrite, and that I am not. So when your CD come out, I will, because I've supported other artists as well. And when y'all CD come out, I will be one of the first to get it.
Okay, well, I appreciate
I appreciate it. I'll make sure that you know Verbal when it comes out, because, you know.
Yes, please do,
I'll
because,
be
you know, I love that song where she sings, I love my life. Oh, man, I love that song. Every time I hear that song, I don't care where I'm at. I just start shaking my head, popping it, you know. I'd be like, yeah, but anyway. Anyway, I just want to let you know, y'all are doing a fantastic job. You really are.
Oh.
And I'm saying that all the way from South Carolina.
Yeah, thank you. Hello?
And once again, yes, I'm here. Once again, I'm going to go ahead and fall back, and I'm going to take the, I'm going to just sit back and listen. I'll be in the chat room in a few minutes, and much love to y'all, and
all
thank you for having
me.
Thank
you, Ms. Harris.
Well, the one of the things that Verbal and I talk about all the time, Felicia, and I'll just stress just a quick minute on it, get on my little soapbox, LA knows that I do this too, but, you know, one of the reasons why I became who I am, you know, I've been going at this a good, you know, 5 years, if not long stronger, and I've done a pretty good job at branding myself as an artist cheerleader, because I'm not an artist myself, you know, but I believe there needs to be people like myself who help push the word out about, you know, the artists that I love that come across my path. And so I strongly, strongly believe, especially for the underground indie artists, if you love them, you believe in them, help spread the word. If you don't have the money to be able to purchase their books, their CDs, whatever it is, there's another way that you can support. And you can support them by sharing with your people that you love their sound, that you love what's going on, that you want them to be at the Nectar Lounge on Thursday the 27th. You know, tell somebody, you know, because that's important for the growth of an underground indie artist. I one of my new mottos right now is, you know, stop feeding the mainstream and start feeding the indie artists. And with that said, there are so many people out there that come out of pocket for, you know, $75, $100 to go to a mainstream artist concert, but can't come mm-hmm. out of pocket for $10 to go to a local artist showcase. And that,
yeah.
that bothers me. That bothers me. People will make big sacrifices for somebody who's already made it. But you
mm-hmm.
just never know. Black Stacks may be that next person to take, you know, Seattle to the next level. And just think, if you got behind Black Stacks and you were a part of that movement, what amazing stories you're going to have to tell. Like, back in the day, you know, I used to sit on the radio and on the internet and listen to Lady Flava shows where she played Black Stacks and Felicia Loud. You know?
Right.
And so that's like, come on. You know, get
mm-hmm.
on this bandwagon, you know, jump on this train
yeah.
and start helping us spread the words because, you know, Black Stacks deserves it. Get 'em Sex deserves it. Jamon LaRue deserves it. There's so many
mm-hmm.
artists out there in your circle, whether you're in the Pacific Northwest or whether you're anywhere across the globe. You believe in an artist, help spread the word for them. So anyway,
yeah.
that's my little soapbox for today.
I'm with you on that.
You know, I have to tell you, there's tons of people listening to the show. And so, you know, because I don't know if they realize I can spy and I can see what the statistics are during the show as to, like, people.
Uh-huh.
People. So they out there listening. So
cool.
And I have to say, I bet you some of them are from right here in Seattle. So come on now.
Mm-hmm.
If you are from the Seattle area, Felicia Lau is giving away a couple pairs of tickets to their showcase on the 27th. If you call in, the number is 347-857-1189. Come on now, Seattle. Call in and get you, you know, some tickets to the showcase because I'm going to be there. I can't wait. I'm so excited. You know, L.A. knows and UW knows. I never get out because I'm always working or something's going on. I'm going
uh-huh.
to be at this showcase. So, yeah.
Hey.
Y'all,
that's hot. That's really
347-857-1189. You know,
as
I said, Felicia.
Go
ahead,
Ellie. So I just wanted to ask Ms. Loud, as far as should the fans expect like any videos, anything of any could you share a little bit like that? I know everything is kind of we keep things to the breast, but I just wanted to know if there's any videos or anything that might be in the works. Or,
in works, yes. In the works,
okay.
We do. We're looking at working with a brother for. I know, right? I'm trying to word it in things, and am I gonna say a wrong thing or a wrong name and things like that? But we do have some works for I Love My Life and Marbles.
Okay.
Yeah, that may change according to, you know, getting people what they want, you know.
All right.
But that's in the works, yeah.
All right. I just wanted to see if the people get a little visual, get some visuals, because I'm telling you, ooh, I ain't gonna say, but I was driving the other day and I had a little vision, a little concept came to me with the I Love My Life song, and I just saw
mm-hmm.
you. Doing something, but we ain't gonna get into that. I'll tell you that later. We'll talk about that on the side, probably Thursday or something like that. But
that'll work. Cause that's a part of Jason Black that I'm learning about. Just, you know, these visions and everything, because everything that we're doing has been calculated by us, you know, in terms
oh, yeah.
of
yeah.
this is the next step, this is the next step, this is the next step, which
mm-hmm.
I really appreciate. And so with the videos, there's these wonderful images that have been brought to my attention. I'm kind of like, you know, the literal person, you know, it's like take your shoes off in the hallway, and it's just like, okay, when I step in, I have to take my shoes off. But there's some different kind of shit that Black or Jace will take from that, and it'd be like, oh, damn, okay, you see that happening. So it's really good, you know, in terms of the creativity
yeah.
for these ideas that are just hot,
yeah.
real
yeah.
hot. And, you know, having somebody that can look at it and go, I see what you're saying, and I'm going to try and make that happen for you. You know, seeing
yeah.
our ideas. And I think a lot of times for artists, for any artist in any form, you tell your idea, and that artist takes from that, you know, what they're going to take from it and try to input their idea. But it's really important, I think, that people first listen. It's one of the things that they tell you in acting, mm-hmm. the most important thing that you can do is listen to what the other person says so that you can feel it. And it, once you feel it, you know, the connection is really good, which is why I really enjoy watching, I didn't think I was going to like it, but watching Idlewild, as I keep watching it over, it's just like these ideas are just popping mm-hmm. from everywhere, mm-hmm. you know, from the cinematography. So I'm looking forward
that's
to
it. That's one thing happen. I used to tell. That's one thing I used to tell Flavor, is the one thing that, you know what I'm saying, you can't box me in creativity. You know what I'm saying?
You can't box in creativity
because when somebody creative, they're gonna always, you know, they mind always moving. You know, they always
uh-huh.
talking about that next thing.
Put on the gloves, out. But don't step in the ring. Don't make that happen. Just put on the gloves and stay on the side. Just watch.
mm-hmm.
You can't box with me on creativity. That's great. See, like shit like that. I mean, stuff like that. Excuse my language.
No, we keep it 100. We keep it 100 here, so it's all good. But yeah, that's what I'm saying. The creativity that, you know, that
mm-hmm.
you guys have, and that just, you know what I'm saying, just, you know, that stuff is, you know, when you be around people that are creative, it, you know, with me, I was always kind of a thinker and a creative type of a person. But then once I started, you know, saying hanging around EKs and hanging around Silas and everything,
mm-hmm.
That just made my creativity go up another, you know, another couple.
Right. Hours,
you know.
Yeah. Yep.
So now that's just how I, you know, think and move now. Just on just being creative. Just being fresh,
mm-hmm.
you know, doing, you know, not worrying about or not thinking about what the next person doing, you know, just
yeah.
concentrating on what it is that, you know, saying we building and what we trying to do. So, you know,
right.
That's all. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
And that's what I'm learning too, as far as, you know, the moves that people make, the steps that they make, and just looking at it and going, that's a great move. And going, you know, how can I make, because the move, like in terms of music, when people start in one place and they become large, just like Lady Flavor was saying, in terms of people paying a certain amount of money for someone who's a star, you know, nationwide, and paying a certain amount of money for someone who is local, is that, I just lost that train of thought.
Mm-hmm.
You go back and you look at the beginning, you know, like Yerim was saying, you look at the beginning, you look at albums, you look at what they created and how they kept moving and what steps they made in order to be where they are, as opposed to saying, oh, they're just there because they're pretty. Oh, they're just there because they have this sound. Oh, they're just there. Because if you don't look at how they got there, then you can't make the proper moves. It may be some things that you don't want to do that they've done,
mm-hmm.
but there also may be some good moves that you just have to say, I can't deny the fact that this was a great idea, and how can I make myself a great idea that will, you know, push me into the right direction? Because all of that, you know, disliking somebody for their creative, you know, moves is pretty ridiculous, because...
Yeah.
The human mind does not run out of those. It doesn't, just like it doesn't run out of bad ideas. It doesn't run out of good ideas either. You know,
mm-hmm.
I don't know how we're still surviving. I'm hoping the good ideas will come for, you know, the environment and the oil spills, and we can make some things positively come out of that and grow from that. But you know, you can't necessarily just continue. Well, you could, but that's a bitter life experience.
Yeah.
I tried to do some hating when I was young, you know. I can't stand it. But I wasn't, you know, creative, you know, just created not a very likable person, you know, in me. And so I decided to get rid of that, you know, just move forward. It's been a half year. I can deal with things better without hating on other people. I can really deal with things a lot better, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Makes conversation better too. You know, you can't conversate with people if you're always hating. You just ain't got nothing to say. Nobody want to be around you. You know. This guy. You know. I don't like that. I don't like conversation.
Later.
Appreciate that definitely. So I know. I can talk up a storm my own self on different subjects, you know, and indie artists, and you know,
mm-hmm.
how they act can be one of my topics of the day, you know. But the reality is, you know, you got it, you know, the more you can keep it positive, you know, the better, you know, karma you bring to yourself or whatever, you know. I've learned,
yeah,
you know, L.A. pulls my coattail, Yidam pulls my coattail, you know, Jace, whatever,
mm-hmm.
has my coattail and my flavor, you know. It's time to just kick rocks, you know, keep it moving. You know, they don't matter, whatever. Because, you know, I'm a Cancer. I get my feelings hurt. You know, I put a lot of time
mm-hmm.
and energy
yeah.
into things. But I'm learning. Some things are not even worth the energy to put into it.
Right.
And then to get and put myself in a position where I'm hurt and sad behind them because
mm-hmm.
they don't care. You know, so,
mm-hmm.
Again, I have to thank, you know, L.A. for, you know, bringing, you know, Black Stacks into my life and Yidam and LaRue and, you know, and all of that, because this has been a wonderful journey thus far,
uh-huh.
you know, watching guys and, you know, watching the growth in the short time that I've known of you guys. Now, I look forward to meeting
mm-hmm.
you in person, Felicia, you know.
Yes, me too.
Will happen on the 27th, but, you know, just being on the sidelines, you know, this has been an exciting journey, you know, for me to watch
cool.
you and then to be able to share you, you know, as Flava News is all about trying to find creative ways and trying to help get, you know, the artists out there beyond their normal boundaries. And so, you know, and the thing is I have to be proud of is starting to work. You know, people are really starting to listen. There are people who want to bash me too. Lady Flava got
mm-hmm.
some little haters, you know, trying to say, okay, you know, is she really doing anything? Okay, the reality is I am. I really am.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know,
mm-hmm.
and you know, and for those of you, you know, that want to hold hands with me, you know, we can grow this together. So this was really exciting, you know, for me. You know, again, I started out this morning like, oh, my God, you know, I had to deal
right.
with the death of my family yesterday, and can I pull this together? But, you know, you guys sent me some good karma and love, and I'm so glad, you know, Felicia, that you came on the show and we did this today. So, you know what, I want to play this song again. I started out the show with it, and, you know, some people have tuned in late, and, you know, Verbal absolutely loves this song, and so does Lady Blue out of Pennsylvania, and Michelle out of Chicago, and Eric out of Atlanta. So I'm going to play this again. This is I Love My Life featuring Felicia Lau from Black Stacks.
Could be someplace else. change a thing, cause that could change everything. You know that I wouldn't change a thing, cause that could change everything.
That was I Love My Life by Black Stacks featuring the Sophisticated, right, L.A.?
Hey,
Sophisticated,
hey.
Miss Felicia.
That's
wow.
All,
so,
you,
all right.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, thank you.
I'm shaking. I couldn't hear.
Felicia,
I couldn't hear?
You couldn't hear?
Oh, yeah, I heard the song, but then after that, you all started talking, and it kind of got muffled for a second. It's back now. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so Felicia, I want to bring on the air for you to meet Mr. Dwayne Alston from Soul City Radio out of Baltimore. He is digging your sound
right.
And playing it out there. So Dwayne, you're on the air with Felicia Loud.
Thank you, thank you.
Hello.
Hello. I was just about to say she forgot one more person who really loves that song, and that would be me. As soon as I heard it, you know, I had to put the invitation. So, you know, just know that your music is going to be heard by my listeners at any moment of the day. It could happen. But, I had to come and meet you guys. Like, I really love the sound that you guys have. It's amazing. My name
Thank
is
you.
All. It is amazing.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thank you.
No problem.
Yeah.
You guys make it easy. I told you guys on Facebook, you guys make it easy. It's not a hard task when the music sounds like that.
Mm.
I mean, you know, I could have.
That's why.
Hmm?
I'm so proud that, you know, I mean, you see why I'm so proud to rep the Northwest, Dwayne? I mean, look at the people. Look at the talents from my hometown.
Yeah.
That's why I be shouting it from the rooftops, you know? So I'm so glad that you're playing it out there on your show in Baltimore. I'm so excited. You know, I'm glad that you're loving it because, you know, that even means a lot to me, you know, to be able to introduce their sound to you from all the way, you know, from one coast to another coast. You know, I'm glad. That makes me happy. So
not
thank you so much for calling in today. And too bad you're not in Seattle because, you know, you should be at the showcase with me on Thursday. You need to fly out to Seattle, you know. We'll make a bed for you at Flava's house. You know, you need to come to Seattle so you can go to the showcase.
I'm gonna be there.
Thursday.
I'm gonna be there. Next time I call you, I'm just gonna be like, I'm at the airport. You know,
right?
Okay.
I'm at the airport.
Okay. Just come. I got my stuff. I'm ready.
Right. I'm here. Did I hear you say the brother LA was on the line too? You know, I can't.
LA's
you know.
On the line
yeah.
too.
Yeah. What's up, man? You know,
I
ain't
no big deal.
You know, I just
so
do it.
You know, I'm just playing. I'm just playing my position. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is. You know, I'm just playing my position. So you know, Flavor needed. You know, she had a little family thing, so she needed, you know, their help today. So you know, hey, that's what we do.
I can dig it. I'd have been here a long time ago, but I got caught up. I was doing some stuff, and I looked at the clock, and I was like, oh man, it's like I am so.
You're here now. And
mm-hmm.
that's all that matters. You're here now. That's very much, you know, we appreciate it. We appreciate all of, you know, the attention that we're getting thus far and that which is coming. I was telling Flavor when I first got on, you know, this is my first time alone, you know, doing an interview and then having it be this long and everything. And so, but it made me feel very comfortable, you know, and I kind of like, what I thought it would be, you know, the anticipation of something that you're afraid of can always go in the direction of, you know, tenseness.
Yep.
But I had a chance to relax and, like I said, stretch and listen. So it's nice.
Wait. Well, we've only got 2 minutes left in the show, so, you know, and girl, you could have said, Flavor, you know, I need to go, you know, so I appreciate you hanging out with me for an hour and a half.
Oh!
You know, I didn't even realize it was an hour and a half, huh?
No, it doesn't, but I didn't. I didn't know. But it was. It felt that comfortable. So
that was great. That was great.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
So the show will be made live in about 15 minutes after we go off air. So trust me, I'll be posting it, you know, all over the internet. You'll be able to take the codes too if you want and put it on your website and post it out to your people too so they can listen to this interview today. But I don't know if there's any chance of twisting your arm to just give us a few, you know, lines a cappella. Like, can we twist your arm to sing?
You've been that gracious.
She's like,
yes.
Sing, Flavor. She's like, Flavor.
Sure thing.
I barely knew my father. He was absent at best. He had a hard time loving me. I hope he never feels how that felt. But he showed me a few things I can't keep to myself. I'll share them with a grandchild who he has never ever met. But I wouldn't change a thing, because that would change everything. I love my life.
I love my life too, man.
I'm
clapping
for
you. Yes.
Yeah.
I came at
all.
Man, that's
right. Wow.
Hands down.
The
wow.
You guys are making me blush. Over here, just blush and dreaming.
Hey, I'm going to really come out on the East Coast to perform somewhere. You know,
I'll help.
Make that happen, D. You got to make that happen.
Yeah, I'm going to make
that
happen.
Yeah, make
guys.
That happen.
These folks got to
hit. We would love it.
As a matter of fact, it's a spot that I guarantee you guys can get up in right here in Baltimore City. I mean, so I'm going to link up with the folks that I know do something out of that, and I'm going to see what I can make happen for you guys, too. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to it. We're all looking forward to it. I need to see what you did, ladies. Later.
See
what you did, LA. See what you did.
That's good.
Man.
That's good food right there for the people that don't know. That's good food. That's what you call prepping, cooking, and chopping it up and really cooking in the kitchen. That's not Francesca pizza or nothing like that you just heard. That's good home cooking. You know what I'm saying? That's what it's all about right there. And I'm about good home cooking, and that's what it is.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, it's so funny because how many times have we played that song, L.A.? I mean, how many times? I mean, I listen to it at home and stuff, right?
It don't get old.
To hear her belt that out on the phone, come on now.
No.
Come on. Oh, my God.
I'm telling you. That was,
oh, my God.
That was a gift for the people. That was a gift for the people.
Yeah,
so you make sure y'all get on that archive.
Yeah,
I'm telling you.
You get a gift, you give a gift. You know, I feel.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying?
I
thank you.
Yeah.
Father,
so for everybody who is in the Seattle area, please come out. Come out. You will not regret coming out this Thursday,
mm-hmm.
the 27th,
no,
to the Mercury Lounge to Black Stacks album release party for Talking Buildings, and you be there because you know
mm-hmm.
Flavor News is going to be in the house. You know, we. We'll report on it, you know, in our newsletter and all of that. And, man, Felicia, thank you so much, darling. Thank you so much for coming out today. You made my day. You brought some sunshine into a cloudy day for Lady Flavor. So I love you, and I thank you so much for that. So,
thank you all. Welcome.
Wayne,
I want to speak
so
on my condolences, too, for you
thank
and
you so
your
much.
Family. Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
All right.
To Verbal Skills, to Yidam, to Dwayne, all the way from Baltimore. Thank you so much for calling in and meeting my girl, Miss Felicia Loud, and, you know, for showing your support, you know, on the East Coast for this amazing group. I appreciate that because, you know, that's,
I want to do one more plug. Make sure y'all bookmark www.flavornews.com. Y'all make sure y'all bookmark that. SoulCityRadio.com. Y'all bookmark that. And BlackStacksMusic.com. Y'all bookmark that. That's all I wanted to say.
I'm doing it myself.
No.
All right.
Yeah.
Hold on. I got a question, though, before you go. I do have a question. I wanted to know, once you guys release your album, where can folks get it? Like, I mean, is it going to be on iTunes, CD Baby? Where can we get it?
Well, we have a couple of digital distributors that we're still playing around with, and we're going to have that out as soon as possible. You know, I'm thinking around the 5th. That's just an estimate. We have to talk to, you know, a PR person and things like that. But there's a couple that we still have to check out some logistics. But we'll let y'all know as soon as possible. The 15th is when we're looking for the album to be out, you know, in stores, you know, hopefully Tower Records and some local spots here in Seattle. I know that Hidmos will probably get some because they do a lot of local artist CDs at their spot here in Seattle. So it will be known. I just can't give the information out because I don't know positively and I don't want to say something wrong.
Right, I understand.
You know?
So, Shalane, for sure, I'll be letting you know when it's available.
Mm-hmm.
Cool, because
Dwayne's a big supporter of indie artists, big supporter, and he purchases, you know, he's not one just tries to go steal stuff somewhere, he will actually
buy it.
Right. I'm hoping Verbal didn't take that literally that I was talking about him when I was saying, you know, go out and purchase, you know, I hope he wasn't, you know, folks from.
The reality is, Felicia, they need to purchase.
That's just real talk. Well, yeah. You know,
but putting
people on blast on the radio, that wasn't my. That wasn't a fashionable, you know, kind of thing to do. So, just making sure.
That's just real talk. You know, just like with Verbal Skills, he's got a poetry book out. Dwayne's got a poetry book out. You know.
Right.
You know, you have product to sell. You want to push for people to buy it. That's just real talk, you know. So anyway, again, you know, thank you, everybody. We've gone over into the archives now, you know, but that's okay because once we make it live, everybody will hear what we're saying right now. So, Dwayne, thank you so much for the love, you know.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you so much for playing Black Stacks out there in Baltimore, and I'm so excited and look forward to joining your station here in June. And then, L.A., thank you so much, baby, for coming out and supporting me on the show today.
Yes,
you know,
anytime. You know how we do.
I appreciate that. And Felicia, girl, I love my life. So thank you so much for coming out.
I'll be giving you
a big hug come this Thursday. And, we're just going to keep on doing what we do, you know, spreading the word
all right.
to Black Stacks and all the other artists. So. With that said, we will sign out, and everybody have a wonderful afternoon. Bye-bye.
Everybody have a nice afternoon. Peace.
All right. I holler.
Peace.